Hi, Eagles fans. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles took flight today at the Nest for their second and final open practice of 2015. Before practice kicked off, it was defensive coordinator Bill Davis updating the Eagles' current depth at inside linebacker.
You know, we really are deep. Zach, I don't think I've been through a training camp as a linebacker coach where the inside backer doesn't get thin at some point in training camp. It's just, I don't know what it is about training camps. That happens. It's nice to have the depth we have. We also have a nice little pattern going of swinging inside and outside backers. So wherever we might get a little light, we can just move a guy for a practice or two. So the linebacker coaches, Govs and Rick, have done a great job kind of cross-training those guys. And having depth on top of that makes training camp that much more easy.
Davis also took some time today to mention the Eagles' defensive line and how they set the tone for the rest of the defense.
I'm excited, and I think the young guys haven't got as much press as you would think, because the conversation goes to the secondary, but our young defensive linemen and second-year defensive linemen are really taking some big strides, and I'm anxious to see them Sunday against the Colts and see how they fare, and I think we're going to see good things out of the D-line.
After practice, we caught up with linebacker D'Amico Ryans, who updated his current health status.
I'm feeling good. I'm getting there, right where I need to be along in my recovery process. So I'm feeling good, getting better every day. I feel like I'm getting better, getting to where I need to be.
Ryans also spoke about being able to play in front of the Eagles faithful today and how that makes him even more eager to get back on the field come game day.
It's getting to be that time. You know, you get tired of going against the same guys, you know, tackling the same guys over and over again. So it'll be good. I think it's a great opportunity for our guys to go against another team next Sunday.
One injury note from today's practice is that rookie cornerback Ja'Cory Shepherd went down with an apparent injury. And while we don't know the extent of the injury right now, if he is to miss any time, fellow cornerback Jalen Watkins is ready to step in.
That's what's, I guess, special about, you know, my talent. I can do all three. So I have to embrace it and be ready for all three. You know, that's my job, to be ready, technique sound for all three positions. And sometimes it gets rough because I'm back at corner and I'm not playing any safety. But who knows, in 2 weeks I might be at safety. So it's mentally you have to take a different approach.
The Eagles filled Lincoln Financial Field with over 43,000 fans on Sunday. And after practice, Mark Sanchez and Connor Barwin spoke about what the fans brought to today's experience.
This is tremendous. For a Sunday afternoon, what better is there going on in Philly? I'm sure a lot of these people went to church and then came here, so that's what we want.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I've never been to a practice with this many fans at the practice, so it shows the kind of support we have, and we're all very thankful for that.
And to keep up with all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.